In Boston, the Catholic Archdiocese is close to settling more than 80 lawsuits involving a former priest convicted of child molestation. The tentative settlement, reportedly more than $20 million, was reached after 11 months of negotiations. Overall, the Catholic Church's liability in priest sex abuse cases could end up approaching $100 million, and some are wondering how the church will pay. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
The Boston Archdiocese is nearing an agreement to settle 84 civil lawsuits pending against former priest and convicted pedophile John Gagan. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian represents the alleged victims.
We've been negotiating for 11 months, and we are close to a settlement, but that settlement could fall apart today.
The Boston Globe reports the church is prepared to pay between $20 and $30 million to see that these cases don't go to court. Garabedian says it's premature to talk about settlement figures, and the Archdiocese of Boston wouldn't comment. If a settlement isn't reached by Thursday, Cardinal Bernard Law will be deposed about his decision to reassign Gagan to a parish after he knew Gagan had abused children. Law has postponed that deposition three times. If the cardinal delays again, Garabedian will ask a court to force him to attend. The church would save money if it allowed the cases to go to court, because Massachusetts caps damages at $20,000 in cases against charities. But a civil trial would further damage the reputations of both the cardinal and the church. Attorneys say that's why the church seems ready to settle cases. Eric McLeish represents 85 alleged victims of priest abuse. McLeish says church lawyers are considering setting up a fund to pay victims quickly.
The information that we're hearing from the archdiocesan lawyers is that the cardinal wants to get these resolved, that there are people who are prepared to make substantial donations to settle these cases.
Cardinal Law has reportedly been asking wealthy donors to help pay the legal bills, which the Boston Globe reports could reach $100 million. This could be the costliest scandal in the history of the Catholic Church. The Archdiocese is fighting more than 100 civil lawsuits. Recently, it gave law enforcement the names of more than 80 priests accused of abuse. As state officials begin their investigations, more alleged victims could file civil suits against the church. Cardinal Law has refused to say whether the church insurance fund has enough money to cover the claims. Church officials say while it uses money from collection baskets to pay for its insurance, it won't use the money to pay costly settlements. These churchgoers, who didn't want to be identified, were on their way into Mass at St. Paul's in Cambridge. They're still putting the same amount of money into the collection plate.
It bothers me a little bit, but I feel that hopefully they'll put the money to good use, and I feel an obligation to give every Sunday, so...
I know that the problem isn't with the local clergy, so it doesn't diminish my support for the church as a whole.
It's not the individual, you know, the parish. I don't blame, can't blame all the priests because a few of them are straight.
Many area priests say their collections at Mass, which pay for everything from printing the church bulletin to cleaning the stained glass windows, are unaffected by the scandal. But on the larger collection scale, the Archdiocese is considering changing its fundraising strategy. The church is halfway to its goal of raising $300 million to start an endowment. But recently, many priests have told the cardinal he would be wise to put the campaign on hold. One said, quote, "It's a lousy atmosphere to ask for money." Ken Hokanson, chief development officer, acknowledges fundraising is more difficult now.
There are some people who might have given before some of these issues arose and may not give now or may not give as much. But overall, people continue to be very generous.
He says none of the endowment money will go to settle victim lawsuits. Other dioceses facing sex abuse lawsuits have had trouble paying awards. In 1997, the Diocese of Dallas was ordered to pay a nearly $120 million settlement to two former altar boys who claimed to have been molested by a priest. The plaintiffs accepted less to avoid bankrupting the church. The Boston Archdiocese is the fourth largest in the nation and one of the wealthiest. Church watchers and lawyers say it's unlikely the Archdiocese will go bankrupt to pay priest sex abuse claims. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.